Good evening, guys. We're very excited with our first pick. It was a guy that we had targeted for quite some time, and it was a guy that we're very excited to have. Open it up. Let's go. Send the mic.
Reggie, the picks above you, how much did they play out like you thought they would? Was there some surprise that Mac fell to you?
Well, you know what? Anytime when you're anxious and excited about getting a player, there's always being anxious and wondering if he's going to come to you. So I'm just extremely excited that Khalil Mack is a Raider.
Richie, when you said you targeted him, if you had the first pick overall, would you have taken Khalil Mack?
I didn't have the first pick. We liked Khalil. We liked him a lot.
What kind of offers did you have to move out of number five? Did you get a lot of action on that? And did you ever think about it?
We got some offers even before our pick it came. But no deal was presented, only interest. And but once Khalil fell to us, you know, we had a couple calls. At that point, I wasn't taking any.
Dennis, a lot of comparisons between Khalil and Von Miller. Did you see a lot of that? I know you were Von's defensive coordinator in Denver. If you did, how does that skill set translate to what you're doing here now?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a lot of similarities between him and Von Miller. And I think, you know, the thing that really was attractive about Khalil Mack is the fact that he understands how to rush the passer, and he understands how to rush the passer with power. And to be successful in the National Football League and getting after the passer, and I've made that statement several times about, playing everything in the National Football League is about affecting the passer, you know, whether it be offensively with weapons or whether it be defensively getting after the passer. So he understands how to rush the passer, and I see a lot of similarities between he and Von Miller.
Reggie, he started and played in 48 games during his college career, so, I mean, you probably had as much tape to watch on him as any prospect you've ever seen. Did the amount of tape and the amount of football you saw him play kind of really sell you that you were confident and that the excitement level was there?
Yeah, we were very comfortable with not only the number of games, but also in the league that he played in. I mean, he was a real player on the field, and he showed that. And we don't see anything but upside with him. He's going to get better.
For both Dennis and Reggie, do you you envision him as a player who's going to step right into the starting lineup and make an impact right away? And also, how much did you guys get a chance to talk to him in person, and what about the off-the-field side of him?
Well, let me answer the off-the-field and us talking to him. Off the field, he's A1. I mean, there's no issues with him at all. As far as having the opportunity to talk to him, we spent a lot of time with him at the combine. I spent time with him at his pro day. So we got to know him really well. We talked to a lot of people close to him. So we felt like we knew the kid very well.
In regard to the impact, I don't think there's any question. You know, when we started this process, we were totally clear on the fact that we wanted to add some impact players to our football team. This is an impact player. This guy will have an impact on our football team for the 2014 season. There's no question about that.
As you talk about playing versatility on defense, how is Khalil in terms of that? Be able to drop back, rush the passer, all the different things?
Yeah, he can do everything that we're going to ask him to do. And so we're excited about the versatility. He's a three-down player, and he's going to be able to do a lot of the things that we're going to ask him to do. and have a huge impact on helping this defense and getting this defense where this defense needs to be.
Reggie, this question's for you. Having the background of a linebacker that you do, did that play any part in what you saw in Khalil Mack as a standout linebacker?
As far as the way I play, or just, you know, the way I envision him. I mean, the thing with Khalil, I mean, the one thing he can do is rush the passer. You know, he plays very well on the line of scrimmage. And as far as what I look for in the linebacker is the physicality. He can play strong, and he can play with good extension. He uses hands, and the fact that he's big and he can run, that just added to his value. You know, he's a football player, and I think he's the total package.
I think he's a little bit better than Reggie.
When it got you guys number five, was it clear cut that it was going to be him, or was there any given, was there back and forth where you guys saying
it was
him or Mike Evans? Or?
It was zero back and forth. We knew who he wanted.
Coach Allen?
Absolutely. This is a guy that we targeted early in the draft process that we liked, that we wanted. And to be honest with you, we feel fortunate that he was there when we got to the fifth pick.
Yep.
Dennis, don't want to be too specific, but is he basically slot in as the weak side linebacker or maybe even
I'm not going to really get into exactly, where he's going to play. I'll tell you this. He's going to obviously have a big role in what we're going to do. And he'll be a guy that we're going to use to send after the quarterback in a variety of different ways. He'll have his hand in the ground some too, yeah. I mean, I envision his role being very similar to what we did with Von Miller.
Either or both. Once you got a quarterback, the assumption was you wouldn't go after a quarterback. Are you surprised that when we came in here, they were in through 10 picks, that Manziel is still around?
Well, first of all, with the with all the media talk, I am surprised. But, still, a team has to pick them, And it's all about who's the best player at that particular time. That's, these teams are picking the other player. That's just the way it is. If his value is not there, I'm sure he'll get picked at some point soon.
Reggie, are you guys done for the day then, or you try to look for a deal to get back into later part of the first round?
We're never done.
Dennis, this one's for you. Obviously, you guys have upgraded your talent on paper anyway, the last couple months. How do you blend it all together so quickly, to form a winning team and, get the team over the hump in, a short time? In other words, no growing pains for this collection of talent here.
Yeah, well, I think – number one, it started, in the offseason with the acquisition of the free agents that we were able to acquire, and not just players, but the type of players that we were able to acquire. And we brought in a lot of veteran players that understand how to win championships, that have been a part of championship teams, and they've been great team players for their, respective club. So I think that was the first part of being able to do that, and we're going to continue to add some pieces. And we've been at this thing now for 3 weeks with the off-season program. I think the team's really beginning to come together pretty well, and that'll be, that'll be a huge part of the process is taking a lot of roster turnover and developing that into, instead of a group of individuals, a team that can go out and win football games on Sunday. So that's part of the process, and we're excited about it.
Dennis, when you say that this is a guy you targeted early, we're talking very early in the process or maybe within the last few weeks? And was that specific to the fifth pick because you thought that's who you would best at five? Or is it just that we just love this guy, that's the guy we want,
well,
wherever we are?
This was a guy that when we met as a scouting staff and I was in there with him, this was a player that when we looked at him in February, we really liked the player. As we continue to go throughout the process, we fell more in love with the player every time we had an exposure to him. So, where were we going to pick this guy? I don't know, but the fact is that this was a guy that we really liked, and we wanted to add this guy to our football team. And again, we felt fortunate that he was there at the fifth pick.
Was there anything you felt, one thing in particular besides his play that you fell in love with immediately, whether it be football IQ or what have you?
Well, the first thing I fell in love with was the tape, you know, and I think that's probably the most important thing. But when you get an opportunity to sit down with a young man and visit with him and find out a little bit more about what he's all about, he's a real man. He's a real man. He's a football first guy. And he's got tremendous work ethic, and he's a team player. And those are all things that we look for in adding to our football team. So this is not only a high-quality football character guy, but a high-quality character guy off the field too.
Reggie, I know Matt Schaub has brought stability to the quarterback position, but as you look at the rest of the draft, do you feel that the Raiders' quarterback of the future might still be in this draft?
Yes, that's an opportunity for that, yes.
Kind of for both of you guys, Khalil Mack is someone who maybe had a chip on his shoulder. He was only recruited by about two colleges coming out of high school, and it seems like a pattern this offseason. You guys got a lot of guys who have chips on their shoulder. Did that go into consideration, I guess, and that's one of the reasons you did pick this guy? If it's spread in like that?
Well, I think the big thing is that we identified this was the type of player that we wanted to add to our roster. You know, he's the type of player that we're looking for, and we talked about those things. I mean, this is a guy that's a football-first guy. This is a guy that's got tremendous work ethic, and this guy is a guy that's a team player. And when you watch the tape and you see the production, he's been a very productive player at the University of Buffalo, and he'll be a great player and a very productive player for us.
Coach, how do you feel like he's going to fit into this pass rush? You obviously added guys like Tuck and Woodley and Smith and guys up front, but it seems like he could sort of be a wild card that you can kind of move around and play with as a play caller.
He's a nice chess piece to have, and you can never have enough rushers in the National Football League. It's all about affecting the quarterback, and he certainly can do that. And when you add him into the mix with some of the guys that we were able to add this offseason, you know, I think we've really helped out our pass rush out a lot.
It's kind of a similar question, Dennis. You know, we heard for the past 4 months about how J.J. Watt's going to help Clowney and all the behind-the-scenes stuff. You touched on it a little bit about on the field, you know, how Mack will fit in with the rest of the guys. But when you talk about, you know, Woodley and Tuck and these championship, you know, caliber players – in bringing him along as a professional football player, what sort of excitement does that bring?
Well, I think that's huge. I mean, I think, you know, obviously we brought these players in because we still feel like they got a lot of football left to play, and they can help us from a production standpoint. But another reason why these guys are here is to help some of these young players really to develop the foundation for our football team as we continue to go into the future. So I think adding those type of veterans will do nothing but help a guy like Khalil Mack come in and have some success.
Okay, guys, we have time for one more question.
So Reggie, we've all heard about his Ohio State game. Is that the one that separated him? And can you comment on what you saw in that tape?
Well, you know what? It showed the level of competition, you know, compared to some of the teams that's in his conference. But the things that we saw, and we stated as far as his ability to rush the passer, his ability to play strong at the line of scrimmage, and it's his ability to kind of move around and do multiple things. I mean, the guy is, he got the size, he has the length, he got speed. I mean, he's a playmaker, and we'll find a way to put him on the field and get some production out of him. But we saw a lot of things. And that Ohio State game just was just the tip of the iceberg.